Guitarist Mdou Mokhtar has been bringing a new kind of music to the world steeped in his cultural heritage. Now his latest album strikes a decidedly political chord, a response to upheaval in his home country of Niger, including a military coup last year. Special correspondent Christopher Booker caught up with him on a tour through the U.S. for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
The reviews of Mdou Mokhtar's new album are filled with incendiary adjectives, words like fiery, blazing, and screaming. All appropriate descriptions of an album which, to Western ears, offers an entirely new demonstration of what's possible with an electric guitar. When I first sat down with Mokhtar 3 years ago, there was an effort underway among the press to find a proper description of this guitar prodigy from Niger. Was he the Hendrix of the Sahara or an African Eddie Van Halen?
For me, it doesn't matter. They call me wherever they need, but I'm still Mdou Mokhtar, and then I'm trying all time to be me. I support, absolutely. I support Jimi Hendrix. I love what he do. And then I love Eddie Van Halen too. All the famous artists, very talented. I love them, but I love myself more. And then I'm try all the time to like have my own style.
Sung in his native Tamashek and French, Mokhtar's music is a contemporary iteration of what's been nicknamed desert blues, guitar-driven music performed by the Tuareg people, a traditionally nomadic group from the Sahara.
Do you worry that there's a rush to label you, to almost westernize your sound?
No, it doesn't matter. The music, like, it's, I feel the music, it's like ocean.
3 years later, after a near constant tour through the US and Europe, Mokhtar now stands as a singular player. Comparisons are no longer necessary.
The most important for me is to see those people happy. That it's the most important, because we do the same when we have 30 person, we use the same energy with like 3,000 person.
Despite growing recognition, Mokhtar's musical ocean has grown more agitated, reflected both in the intensity of his playing and in the title of this new album surrounded by the incendiary descriptions, Funeral for Justice.
When you say funeral for justice, what justice is being lost or buried?
For me, when I say the funeral for justice, I mean like the justice doesn't exist anymore. Every country like try to be strong than his neighbor. Just for what reason? Just to hurt him, to make him, I'm stronger than you. I can say whatever I need to say. No one can stop me. It's what happened in this world, and then that it's not justice. That it's not fair.
This album, though, was written and recorded before the recent upheaval in Mokhtar's native Niger. On July 26th, the Northern African country saw its democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum, a president Mokhtar publicly supported, overthrown in a military coup. This all happened as Mokhtar was on tour.
It was like, okay, we're going to take this day by day, hour by hour, and finally when we finished the last shows, like, yeah, you guys can't go back home, the borders are closed.
Mikey Colton plays bass in the band. He started playing with Mokhtar in 2017.
And so everyone was stuck in New York for a while and, you know, freaking out, calling their families, like they just want to go home to their families. And it was a very scary thing for these guys.
Mokhtar and drummer Soliman Ibrahim and rhythm guitar player Amadou Madassaner spent nearly 6 weeks in a holding pattern in the United States. But in October, they were able to return home, staying through the winter and early spring before this summer's tours of the US and Europe began.
Were you worried they wouldn't be able to get back here?
Yeah, of course, always. There's always that fear. Even pre-coup, there's always the visa fear. We get the visa, but then what happens? Can they get inside of the country? And there's never that sign of relief until you see them walking through the airport gates.
They did make it through this time. And the first stop was a single day rehearsal in Brooklyn, a warm-up before two shows at Coachella, California's annual mega festival in the desert outside of Palm Springs.
You sing about many things about what's going on at home. Do American audiences know what's happening back home?
Some of them, they know today what is going on. Here in the United States, the people love the music like very loud and crazy. And then I'm try again like to make them happy about what I'm playing. Later, some of them like are curious and then they're gonna say, I have to know what he's singing about it. And then in the same time, we have the translator for all our track in the album, and then they're gonna see it and then understand what we're talking about.
On the opening track of Funeral for Justice, also called Funeral for Justice, Mokhtar asks African leaders, why does your ear only heed France and America? They misled you into giving up your lands. They delightfully watch you in your fraternal feud.
This album, it's like more serious than all the albums I did before, because the problem is going like bigger than bigger. We have like to be honest and they like punch in the face for the colonialism and tell them the truth.
What would justice look like for you?
The first thing it is, don't hurt someone because you're stronger than him. Don't drink his water because you're thirsty. It's what I call justice.
Well, personally and artistically, Mokhtar wrestles with the complicated geopolitics of the world. The spirit of the music is, at its core, still pure rock and roll.
You're a touring rock star at this point. You're playing all over the world. You're playing Coachella. People see you. Your life is on the road, and then it's home. Do you feel like you live in two worlds?
It's not I feel, I do.
This certainly may be true for Mokhtar the man, but with his guitar in hand, the contours between these two worlds are becoming just a bit more difficult to see. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Christopher Booker in Brooklyn, New York.